Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joey and Gozo TV on this beautiful Thursday, October 17th, 2019. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this show. Thank you for being here on the highly successful and yet spiritual podcast. You know, it seems like these days everyone is spiritual. Kanye West, the girl from the Black American leaders that prayed at Trump's event last week. Everyone is now talking about Jesus. Jesus is cool again. I'm all for it. You know, the more people talk about Jesus, the more people probably get saved and go to heaven. And so I'm all for it. I mean, Paul said it clearly. Even if they're doing it for the wrong reasons, i.e. Kanye West, or for political motives, obviously, or i.e. perhaps this young girl, it really doesn't matter to the gospel. The gospel is advancing, and it's advancing violently, and no one can stop it. Just you try just get in the way of the gospel, and things won't go too well for you. And I think it's also, this whole thing, it's also a call for the church to wake the heck up. You know, we've been asleep, worrying about our finances and our home prices and our presidents and the comforts of our church and, oh my goodness, for way too long. And now we're finally, I think, we're not quite there yet. The tipping point is almost here. We're almost to the place of waking up and of leaving all of our racism and politics behind and actually focusing on the return of Jesus. And I speak from my own experience. I've also been all over the place these last few years thinking about, okay, how do I keep my job? How do I do whatever my board wants me to do? How do I basically just protect my own skin, you know, just take care of my own life? And doing this 50-50 thing where I'm 50% for the kingdom of God and 50% for the kingdom of me. And what does the Bible say in Revelation 3? That God will spit you out of his mouth if you are a 50-50 person. It's time for you and for me, if you love Jesus, and if you consider yourself a follower of God, to go all in. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, first is church attendance. Like most churches, my church is sad when it comes to church attendance. People come once a week, once a month. You're like, once a week? That's awesome. No way. We should have people there every night praying, giving to the poor, leading Bible studies, on the streets, passing out invitations, sharing the gospel every night. You should be at church or at some activity of the church spreading the kingdom of God. And instead, we're focusing so much on our own kingdoms, the kingdom of me. I just preached this on Sunday. I said, let thy kingdom come, not my kingdom come. And it's just sad how we have fallen prey to the kingdom of me. Now, what does that kingdom look like? I just said it. Consumerism, violence, anger, politics. Who you're going to put in the White House, defending Trump, hating on Trump, defending Obama, hating Obama, I mean, whatever it is. For the millennials, climate change, women's rights, the environment, free education, free healthcare, wonderful things, wonderful things. I'm all for it. But is that the kingdom of God in your life? Is that passion that you have Jesus-led or media-led? Jesus-driven or media-driven? Is Twitter behind your passion or is Jesus behind your passion? For the boomer, it's all about me, myself, and I. My kids being happy, having the biggest house, having a nice retirement fund, making sure my kids are taken care of. Is that Jesus-led or is that you-led? For the boomer, for the upper, you know, older person, it's all about traditions, about Republicans and about having, you know, everyone, no one works as hard as you and everyone is lazy and let's get prayer back in the schools and blah, blah, blah. Is that politically led or is that Jesus led? How do you know the difference? It's simple. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit. I finally asked the Spirit. And guess what the Spirit said? Stop looking for your own wealth, safety, and security. Stop thinking about all the sad things in your life, all your anxiety, all your blah, 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 and start focusing on spreading the good news. Stop focusing on trying to be loved by the gays and loved by the Republicans and hated by these people and loved by the everyone and start loving me more than anything else. What does that mean? It means listen to the Spirit and then act. First, seek, Matthew 6 says, the kingdom of God. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. There will be a judgment day. The Lord is coming soon. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We live as if, what do people mostly talk about? I want to live till I'm 120. Why don't you say, I want to live for Jesus? If maybe you only are going to live in this earth 50 years, 70 years, 90 years. Why don't you instead make it your goal to live for Jesus and not live to be 100, because that's just vanity of vanities. Nothing is new under the sun. Song of Solomon said it right. Nothing is new. It's all vanity. If you're living for your shoes, for your education, for your 401(k), whatever, for your money, for your safety or the safety of your kids, that's all your kingdom. All of it. Seek first me, said Jesus. What does that mean? Prayer. When's the last time you prayed more than at every meal? This is not about judging anyone. I'm just talking the truth. Are you fasting? Are you praying? Are you sharing the gospel with people every day 24/7? Are you even praying? Oh, I pray for myself all the time. That's what the pagans do. They pray for themselves all the time. You got to pray for other people. You got to pray for people's salvations. You got to pray for people to get off of drugs, pornography, and materialism and hate. You have to be other-centered, not you-centered. The kingdom of God is for those who are willing to deny themselves. Carry the cross of Jesus and follow him. That's the gospel. That's what you are required to do. Now, you don't have to do it. You can live for yourself, and that is what we've seen for the last 50 years. Just live for yourself. So you see these beautiful neighborhoods or these packed-out apartment complexes where everyone is complaining about someone else, usually the government, usually your neighbor, usually the politics, usually your family members. And everyone is just driving themselves sick. I mean, just look at the mental health numbers. I don't know if they're any higher, but they're definitely worse cases. It's still about 25-30% of the population that deal with some mental health disease, including myself. I've dealt with high levels of anxiety. Most of it stemming from wanting control. Most of it coming from wanting control. You look at the cannabis, quote unquote, entrepreneur opportunity. It's sin. It's simple. It's simply sin. It's drug addiction. And people are selling it like if it was pancakes. I would rather it be McDonald's than all of these places selling addiction and selling hate and death to young people. Really, it's everyone, to all ages. And if you are doing it, you are committing sin. You, the blood of those peoples is on your hands. You need to say, Lord Jesus, I repent, and I'm going to start passing out Bibles instead of weed and rolling up joints and all that stuff. Sexual perversion, homosexuality, trans, gun control. It's not about gun control, millennials. It's about the violence in the hearts of people. You need to be praying for yourself and for your friends, that the Prince of Peace will enter their hearts. You want to party, you want to experience life. It's the same thing after three things: sexual deviancy, alcoholism, mostly underage, and drug addiction. That's all there is. That's what you're looking for. It's all called hedonism. It's what the Bible calls it, hedonism. The Bible calls it living life under the sun. Just read Ecclesiastes from top to bottom. Read Song of Solomon. Only if you're married. Nothing is new under the sun. You don't have to even go that far biblically. Just look at your parents' lives. Just ask them, Mom, what was it like if you were into dating and drugs and alcohol back in high school? Did you actually make it through high school? Did you graduate? Do you wish you had done things differently? I wish I had done things differently. I wish I'd had a dad or a mom telling me, don't go to that party. Who are you hanging out with? Where are your hands, young man? Can you say, go so hands? The Bible says that men are supposed to lift up what? Holy hands unto the Lord in the house of God. Why is 90% of churches women? Because the men don't want anyone telling them what to do. They don't want some God up in the sky telling them that they are off their rocker. They need to get off their butt, stop just living for themselves and their houses and their money and their trucks, and start living for Jesus. What does that mean? Mentor someone. Spend more time at church than at work. You're like, what am I doing? Yes. Because if we were just even to take 10% of my words at face value, your life would change dramatically, radically. Your life would be different radically. Adultery, sex outside of marriage, cheating online, DMing people that aren't your husband or wife, TikToking and Snapchatting with kids that are underage or maybe that are younger than you or older than you. I don't even know what all is happening. All I see are the results. Kylie and Travis Scott, oh, you know, it's okay that you're cheating on each other. You know, we're going to just raise this child. You know what the statistics say? That a child will literally feel better, happier by seeing a picture of a mom, a dad, and the kids. Just by seeing a picture, yes, even on your phone, of mom, dad, and siblings, or if it's just you, it makes the child, the infant can be 3 months old, 6 months old, or 60 years old. It makes that person happy because they know that that is the truth of God. They know that that is what they are created to have. Kids today aren't even getting married because of the sin of their parents. Because they've been living for themselves, materialism, working more hours than they need. What? So that they can have more stuff for themselves and for their kids. And their kids are actually worse off. Suicidal, anxious, depressed, consumed with social anxiety, consumed with social media. Why do we need Kanye West to tell you to worship Jesus? Why do you need Mark Z to tell you to get off of Facebook? You know this. These people will only tell you that to sell you something. Listen to the Spirit of God. You do not need Trump or Obama or anyone in this world to tell you the truth. Listen to the Word of God. Now, you're like, well, what is the Word of God? Well, that's why you have to go to church. Every day. Pray every day at all times. Share the good news. You know what I've been watching online lately? Billy Graham's sermons from 1950s, 60s, and 70s. I've been listening to sermons on the end times. I've been listening to people in my church that are having dreams about the return of Christ, about the end of this country and of the church as we know it. And yet, the church will rise because Jesus is risen, because he is coming back. So don't be afraid of all the sin around you, or your church dying, or that there's no money left in your bank account. Don't be afraid. Live for Jesus. Pray with your husband. Pray for healing for his back. Pray for healing for your mom's cancer. Pray for healing. Actually, act like a Christian. Pray. Ask for healing. Ask for the leaders of your church to come over to pray. If you are a leader of a church and you're not a praying person, then get off of leadership and go and repent and ask Jesus to actually give you a heart of prayer. Not of details and decision-making. You're not there to make decisions. You're there to seek the heart of the Father, of the Spirit, and then the Spirit will lead you in spirit and in truth. And he will lead you into the truth for whatever you have to do. That's how it works in the kingdom of God. The church is not a bank. The church is not a business. This is not the YMCA, nor is it a restaurant, nor is it a school. It's the kingdom of heaven. It's a spiritual entity here on earth. It's the most sacred and beautiful thing ever created. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. And for all of our Catholic friends, you have to repent unless you really do know, love Jesus and you're born again. But for 80, 90% of people that I know, just from my experience, that are quote Catholics, you need to repent and come to my church. Come to a church that actually is evangelical, that preaches the Word of God and teaches you how to meditate on the Word of the Lord day and night. And if you are a quote evangelical Christian, white evangelical, all that stuff, you need to repent from racism, nationalism, and Trumpism. Or if you are a liberal or a young person, you need to repent from Obamanism or from climate changeism or whatever it is. And you need to actually worship the one true living God. His name is Jesus and he's coming soon. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet your maker? The day of judgment is coming. Heaven is real. So is hell. Where will you spend the rest of your life? Another false god is spirituality. Basically, it's Buddhism. It's New Age, but it's Buddhism. Confucianism and Taoism. It's all in there. I mean, if you're a Muslim or a Hindu, you're already into your thing and you've been doing that for thousands of years. But if you're into this new spirituality, you're actually becoming a Buddhist. And Buddhists are nihilists. They believe that the end is, there's nothing after life. There's no life. There's nothing after this life. That all you can do is basically be a compassionate, suffering person. You can just, the end goal of life is Zen in this world. Because after this, there's nothing. But in Jesus, you have hope for now and for the eternal life. In Christ, you have hope for the afterlife. And stop believing in the Santeria, in la bruja, in the people who read your cards, or in the horoscope, or whatever junk that people are into today. so many people, especially in the Latino culture, they're into all of this Santeria and mixing this and that. And it's like a spiritual salad bowl. You only have to believe in one God, one King, one Maker. His name is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through one person. His name is Jesus. Atheists, agnostics, Ronald Reagan's son. He's like, I don't care. I'm not afraid of burning in hell. Well, I'm not going to say anything except if you can't see the devil in that ad, then you don't know what you're talking about. That is the devil in human form, right in the middle of the Democratic debate. I just saw that for the first time. It's been around for years. I don't know what we're waiting for, people, to wake up to the spiritual decay that's happening around us. Is Jesus coming back tomorrow? I don't know. Next year? Who? Nobody knows the day or the hour. But my spirit and your spirit, we can all attest to one thing. Violence is rising. Earthquakes are rising. Violence everywhere. I mean, look at all the shootings that have been happening just in the last 10 years, from little kids to elderly people. Horrible. That deranged man at the Marengo Casino in Vegas, shooting randomly at people at a concert. That is horrible. Churches, schools. Just right here in the area, Long Beach State had one of those, you know, wake-up calls. I don't know exactly what happened, but someone, they had a lockdown because of probably some crazy person wanting to shoot up the school. Just blocks away from my house, here where my daughter goes to school, where I went to school. The point is, you can't hide from this. What are you going to go do and go to social media and hide there? You're going to see more of the same thing, if not worse, because people there have no beliefs. They have no filters. What's the hope? The kingdom of heaven, church. You need to be focusing your life, your schedule, everything around you. You know how you like schedule your camera? I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to go to work. You know how you have a whole schedule and then church is like, well, you know, if I have time, if I have money. No, you need to turn it around. Your whole life needs to be, what is God telling me to do? When is church happening? What are the activities at church that I need to be a part of to go and help someone and so that my soul can be saved and I can be right with God? How much money do I have left after I give to the church and to the poor and to the people in need and to my neighbor and to my grandma and to the people back home? How much money now do I have left for Starbucks and eating out every other night? And for buying clothes I don't need, and buying shoes that I don't need, and buying out, you know, workout gear that I don't even use because I'm eating so much. Speaking from experience. First the kingdom, then the rest. First the kingdom schedule, first the kingdom money, first the kingdom time, and then your time, then your schedule, then your money. But we have it completely backwards. Completely 100% backwards, and it's become normal for Christians and non-Christians. We can't even tell people apart anymore. Oh, but I'm so nice. Nice never got anybody to heaven. Oh, but I don't do anything wrong. If you have only even said something in anger to one person, you have killed them. It says with Matthew 5 and 6 in the Sermon on the Mount. Every one of us is in need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You and I need to be looking to God every day and saying, Lord Jesus, save me, help me. Help me to be more like you. Forgive me. I renounce my rights. I want to pick up my cross, deny myself, and follow you for the rest of my life. My prayer for you today is that you will listen to the Holy Spirit in your life and that you will take these words to heart. Thanks so much for listening. Like, comment, subscribe. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.